to the earth plane to contribute to mankind's spiritual growth and ascension by raising the consciousness, resonance, and vibration of the world. Right now, the Bridges of Wellness statement.
Bridges of Wellness is a spiritual community dedicated to honoring and nurturing the innate divinity in everyone. We inspire through mind, body, spirit practices, and education. We build bridges heart to heart.
I'll just take a deep breath and absorb these two mission statements as I see and explain how they combine. Through the combined intentions and missions of Bridges and the Angel News Network, let us further affirm through our mutual universal teachings and truth to continue to support humanity in ascending from our believing minds to our knowing hearts. Through this process, we shall learn to think with our hearts and create lives and a world founded upon love, equality, harmony, and balance. Let us take a deep breath and assimilate these three missions. So I'm going to ask you, as I sort of review what we're going to be doing tonight, to just take a deep breath. And remember that your in-breath is your receiving, and your out-breath is your giving to creation. Your in-breath is your receiving, and your out-breath is your giving. And everything within creation is balanced through giving and receiving. Where there is a imbalance, there is destruction and discord. Where there's a balance, there is construction and creation. So as we continue to focus on our breath, let us connect with the affirmations of creation to ascend, which Saint Germain will interface with us in a moment when I go into trance. And remember, as our planet continues to contract and expand during this final 2,000-year ascension cycle, which began in December 2012, we humans are being given wondrous opportunities to also ascend from our dense carbon-based reality to increase consciousness to light from whence we came. Our human ascension process is not always a straight line forward. It is a spiral of inside out, not outside in, often returning to what we need to learn until we achieve self-mastery, which is our divine mission in being human. Let's take a deep breath. As ascended Master Saint Germain has gifted us with the affirmations of creation to ascend, each affirmation being an energetic intention allowing us to take responsibility where we are within each one of these affirmations. Throughout these affirmations, Saint Germain will ask us to trust these, asking where we are within them in order to apply them in nurturing and healing ourselves, our world, and connecting with others, and creating this life and world of love, equality, harmony, and balance. Take a deep breath. I will now go into trance. We will connect with Saint Germain and begin the affirmations. Greetings, beloved students. We come to you within the frequency of the Ascended Mastership, the one you call Saint Germain. I'm able to speak in a singular pronoun, which is unique to the higher realms, because I have been on the surface of this planet in many incarnational cycles, just like yourself, beloved students. It is a time of great transformation within your planet, upon your planet, and all of those who have chosen to be human and being human at this time of ascension. As the channel has explained to you in the opening meditation, the final 2,000-year cycle of the ascension planet of this earth began in year 2012. Many of you believe that was the end of time, but it was the beginning of the end of time as you have known it. As you look up into the night sky and you see the hundreds and billions and trillions of stars, imagine, beloved students, that there were once planets just like your own. We went through an ascension process, not unlike your own, to return to the light from which they came. So you came from these stars. These affirmations represent the 12 star systems that seeded this planet. And there's a final 13th affirmation which represents the star your planet will become, the light beings that you will return to. So as has been explained to you, we will go through these affirmations and one of them to interface with Saint Germain. At the end of these affirmations, you will be given an opportunity, if you need, thus the reason calling this Divine Discussions, to ask for a specific question about your life or where you are, or to ask for a specific message. So before we begin the affirmations, are there any questions about the intention that we're setting place at this time, beloved students, or the reason why we are gathering? If there are no questions, let us begin.
Okay, we will begin these affirmations to support our ascension. Number one, I intend to heal all wounds and ego defenses created from past and present lives. I remember these are not me, but they often rule my life and world at present. I have been given many tools from higher realms to assist in my healing, and I'm ready to finally do the work and apply them. Am I ready to finally do the work and apply them? My healing will allow my direct connection with the Ascended Master Realms and become them.
So you're all in the process of becoming Ascended Masters. And we of the Ascended Master Realms are the way shores for that, that possibility with each of you individually. This is the differential between we and the other higher realms, be they angelic or star realms. We have been where you are, so at the same time, we can assist you more forthrightly, even speaking in the singular pronoun, because our DNA and our RNA is exactly the same. For those of you who are not familiar with the concepts of the reality of the inner wounded child or the ego defenses that are surrounding those wounds, that teaching and information is available through you, not only through this Angel News Network, with other endeavors throughout the planet. For we in the Ascended Mastership Realms have the capacity to be in multiple locations simultaneously. So this teaching is being taught throughout the world simultaneously. For those who need this teaching to be further explained, exactly what your inner wounded aspects are through past and present lifetimes and how you have created ego defenses around that, this is the core aspect, beloved students, of knowing who you are, of knowing why you are here, and facilitating your ability to bring your gifts and talents out into the world. Remembering that the world would be incomplete without each and every one of you, or you would not be here. Read this affirmation one more time and let us open up to any questions concerning it.
I'm going to read it, Saint Germain, but I just want to say that I'm glad that you expanded on the wound, the issue, the phrase wounds and ego defenses, because I don't think most people know what we're talking about when we mention something like that. So I'll read.
Well, there are five primary ego defenses, and that is the teaching within itself, which we can bring out at future gatherings if that resonates. Or it can be made available to those who wish to have it. Continue, please.
And the other observation I'll make before I read it is your reference to many tools. I don't think offhand a lot of people will know just exactly what the tools are that you and other ascended masters have offered to deal with our ego defenses. So I just want to make that statement.
Yes, and it is not to overwhelm with that quantity of information at this particular time. What is needed at this time for those who are not aware of it is that wisdom, that those tools are available. Beloved students, every single thing that you need in order to make a transformation from a carbon-based reality into a crystalline reality is available to you at this time by simply asking, and when you ask, the teacher will appear to the student without going to great details of what all those tools are. But simply know and trust and surrender to the reality that they are available to you by simply asking.
Okay, I will read the first affirmation again. I intend to heal all wounds and ego defenses created from past and present lives. I remember these are not me, but they often rule my life and world at present. I have been given many tools from higher realms to assist in my healing. Am I ready to finally do the work and apply them? My healing will allow my direct connection with the Ascended Master Realms and become them.
Being and doing the work, beloved students, is the key differentiation between working within the fifth dimensional and beyond frequencies or those within the astral and psychic realms of the fourth dimension. Be aware of that. All of which we speak of requires you being and doing the work. And that divides many of you, beloved students. Many wish to be told what to do. Many wish to have the future predicted for them, whether it's erroneous or not. This, beloved students, is giving your power away. This is diminishing your freedom of choice and will. We, in the fifth dimensional frequency and beyond, cannot tell you what to do. We cannot interfere with your freedom and choice and will. Are there any questions about this affirmation?
It's not really a question. I just want to thank the higher realms for giving us those tools to help us with our wounds and defenses. The energetic exercises, which are online at philipelsoncollins.com, are very good at helping us to deal with our emotions and getting those emotions out fully, for instance, taking a bat and beating your bed with it, and then recognizing that you are not those emotions.
These are all simply ways, beloved students, that you have learned, that you have chosen to learn what you need to learn the way you need to learn it. And since there is an acceleration of the ascension process at this time, these tools are more forthrightly becoming available and appearing in your consciousness unlike ever before. But you are not all the situations that you've created to learn what you need to learn. And understand, beloved students, there is a synchronistic interrelationship between your ascension and we in the higher realms. We in the higher realms are also ascending, even though we have ascended to a higher realm than you have at this particular time. There is an interrelationship between your ascension and our ascension. So when a channel chooses and is chosen to be a messenger of these particular realms, such as the channel we're coming through now or others, it is an aspect of that individual's soul plan interrelated and interconnected and integrated with a higher realm of which they are channeling. So there is always an interconnectivity. There is always an interconnectivity in the ascension process, which is limitless. Shall we continue?
The second affirmation of creation to ascend, I intend to know and apply the meaning, value, and purpose of being within this third dimension of emotions, thoughts, and physicality. Each dimension has a purpose. My purpose is to learn to love through duality and to transcend into world service through unity. Lower frequencies are not allowed within the higher realms. My mission is to raise my frequency through consciousness.
Thank you. Now we're going to ask you to read each sentence and to pause.
I intend to know and apply the meaning, value, and purpose of being within this third dimension of emotions, thoughts, and physicality.
So it is your emotions creating your thoughts that create words, that create actions, that create your reality all the time. And here's the twist, beloved students. In reality, you're none of those. There are simply tools that you have chosen in being human to learn what you need to learn. Your emoted feelings, your emotions, are your divine pathway that create a thought within your mental body that creates a word, and you're learning the importance of the impeccability of your word and the power of the word that creates a physical action. This is how you have chosen in this earth realm to be human. Read the next sentence, please.
Each dimension has a purpose. My purpose is to learn to love through duality and to transcend into world service through unity.
So your dimension is the third dimension at this particular time. When you go to sleep or experience what you call physical death, you go into the fourth dimension, which is the astral or the psychic. And then eventually you can ascend into the fifth dimension. And each one of these has a mission, which is supercharged and powered by love. But for the moment, your frequency and the mission of your frequency in being human is to learn to master love. That is why your frequency is often being called the love adversity. Read the next sentence, please.
Lower frequencies are not allowed within the higher realms.
That includes the psychic and the astral and your 3D. There is a barrier. It is not osmotic. So you cannot bring the density of your experiences of your frequency into it. It has to heal and transcend and ascend into the gateway, into the higher realm. Continue.
My mission is to raise my frequency through consciousness.
So you're beginning to learn by being aware and awake of all the things that's being discussed within these affirmations that will affect the shift. That's what consciousness is, being awake, becoming aware. We are sure that you've heard many, many times that when you are awake, you are asleep, and when you are asleep, you're awake. What that actually means is that when you are in a sleep state, you are connected to a form of consciousness that you don't have when you are awake. So in effect, when you are awake, being asleep, you're in the process of becoming awake. Have we confused you enough? Read the next sentence, please.
That was it for that affirmation.
Are there any questions about this affirmation? Now remember, without getting into the teaching of which star system each one of these affirmations is coming from, they are each representing a star system that seeded and helped originate this particular planet, bringing in all the combinations of their responsibilities, if you will, into this frequency of this earth realm. So whether you are aware of it or not, what is transpiring is there's an energetic building as we go through each affirmation. So take a deep breath and just become aware that that is transpiring, that these are building from a baseline of a pyramid, you can see it that way, moving up to an apex to that pyramid. Take a deep breath. And remembering that the in-breath is your receiving of these affirmations, and the out-breath is your giving of them to others. Whether you are aware of it or not, beloved students, there is an energetic download taking place within you for those of you who have chosen to be a part of this. And you can transport this, you can transcend this to those you love, whether they are physically present or not. The next affirmation, please.
We have a question. When you say, my purpose is to learn to love through duality, do you refer to duality like good or bad?
Duality, separation, leading often to confrontation, is a tool that humanity has chosen in order to effect a permanent healing, which is essential to ascend, since you cannot bring the density into the higher realms. So what your souls have chosen, and some can misinterpret it as a punishment, which it is not, it is a hard way to learn in your vernacular, duality and separation. But humanity has been bumping along in your vernacular for quite some time on this particular planet, and has not quite been able to master the ascension process. So if you will notice in your world, beloved students, separation, duality seems to be increasing. In the United States particularly, which we of this particular realm were instrumental in the creation of, this is at play at this time. But you can say to yourselves, if you so choose, this is exactly how this nation and this planet needs to learn in order to effect a permanent healing, which is essential to the ascension process. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Are there any other questions?
I'm going to open it up for questions. So if you have a question, just press *6, and that will put you into the query so that you can be recognized and your question can be answered.
And remember, beloved students, you'll have an opportunity at the end of this as well in case something comes up later. Let us continue.
Okay, the third affirmation of creation to ascend. I intend to transmute my believing mind into service to my knowing heart. Stored within the DNA of my heart is all I need to know from past and present experiences. My self-mastered self is alive and well within my heart, and I am learning to think with my heart. I am in a process of learning how to access this.
Read the first sentence and pause, please.
I intend to transmute my believing mind into service to my knowing heart.
What exactly does this mean? My believing mind into my knowing heart. Beloved students, a belief can change, but truth and knowing cannot. So what is energetically taking place within your ascension process is that your believing mind is returning, is transmuting back into service to your heart from which you originated. For within your heart is stored within the DNA of your heart, which is transported from incarnational cycle, lifetime to lifetime, all the learning that you have mastered. So it is essential that you learn to connect in your vernacular to think with your heart. Are there any questions about this reality that you are all involved in of moving from the believing mind to the knowing heart? This is essential. Place your hands upon your hearts, dear ones. Is the electromagnetic focus of the core of this planet, which is like a beating, pulsing heart, a universal, cosmic, divine heart that allows your heart to beat. In it is much applied knowledge, which becomes wisdom. Within it is much applied knowledge, which becomes wisdom. Allow that to transport into your heart at this time. Allow yourself to know that you are divine beings that can access that wisdom, that applied knowledge at any time through your resonance, how you feel about it, and your discernment, how you think about it. Take a deep breath. This is the magnificence of yourself. This is the elevated portion of you being human, beloved students. The next sentence, please.
Stored within the DNA of my heart is all I need to know from past and present experiences.
Can you trust that? And through that trust, can you surrender to the access of that? Your heart DNA, beloved students, is connected to the Hall of Records. It is connected to the Akashic Record, where everything of wisdom is stored. You are an aspect of that cosmic universal wisdom. It is your divine right to access it through your becoming multidimensional. The next sentence, please.
My self-mastered self is alive and well within my heart, and I am learning to think with my heart.
So, what does that mean? It means that you're in the process of mastering this thing called self, self being a reflection of all that there is, which you chose to learn that way. Yourself, myself, self. So when you hear the word self, begin to see it as an aspect and reflection of all that there is. And you are a component of that. You are a diversified version, yourself in that, being human, being a human being. That's what a human being is. You're mastering the understanding of what it is being means. The next sentence.
I am in a process of learning how to access this.
You will always be, beloved students, in what is called a personal process. As long as you are within this third dimension of your emotions, creating your thoughts, creating your physicality. But here's the good news. You're also in the process of being multidimensional. What the channel is doing at this time is nothing extraordinary, beloved students. You all have the same capacity within yourselves by simply choosing it. And once you choose it, you are chosen. You're already multidimensional beyond your capacity to know it. When you go to sleep, you go into accelerated higher realms. This reality of your emotions, your thoughts, and physicality is a small aspect of the eternal aspect of who you truly are. That's what's missing in your religions. That's what's been held back in an attempt to control you. But once you know this truth and you surrender to this truth, all probabilities and possibilities become possible. Continue.
Well, we finished the last sentence, but let me just see if I can get you to expand a little bit. We've just made the statement, my self-mastered self is alive and well within my heart, and that we're learning to think with our heart, and then we say, I am in a process of learning how to access this. I wouldn't be surprised if we asked the students here what evidence would they present of knowing that they're doing this. So how can we know that we're in the process of learning how
Let's
to
talk about
this?
What prevents it. What is preventing you to access what is already within your hearts, beloved students, to ask this very pertinent question, is fear, doubt, and ignorance, which are the monsters of mankind. Fear, doubt, and ignorance. Fear is the absence of love, doubting it, and not being aware of the truth. That will prevent you accessing what is already there, which has been sheltered and blindsided from you through your religious training. Do you understand?
So could we affirm something like an I am statement that says, I am accessing the wisdom in my heart and be with it?
Yes. But can you really be with it and be aware that fear, doubt, and ignorance are not preventing it? By seeing yourself worthy and good enough and worthy enough to access that through the wounds we spoke of earlier, through the defenses around those wounds, that is the mission. That is where you are as a human species. That is why the archangelic realms, particularly Michael, Uriel, Gabriel, Raphael, have gifted you with so many higher realm tools, and we in the I Am Present tools, all of it, not so quite simply for some of you, is simply a way to know and to trust and surrender to what is already within you. You are a spiral of ascension. Your galaxy is a spiral. Your plants begin their lives as a spiral. You as a fetus begin your lives as a spiral. Imagine and see this spiral, and you're journeying on the lines of the spiral as it coils around and coils around, and then the interior is the divine essence of everything. And once you accept and access that, that spiral opens. And what happens with a fern leaf when the spiral opens? The leaf spreads out. It takes in the light. It creates photosynthesis. And it reproduces itself. Beloved students, what we ascended masters are doing is opening your spiral. We are reproducing ourselves. We have been you. And now we're asking, are you ready to become we of the ascended master realm, which is your destiny? And along that spiral, you will constantly recreate and go back to, not always in a straight line of forward, but you need to learn. And that may take, for some of you, repeated earth lives. But as we have explained, this is accelerated because of the final 2,000-year cycle of the planet. Can you see the magnificence of it? See yourselves in this personal process of the spiral, connecting to the divine essence in the core of that spiral, an opening. And then, beloved students, your service to self and humanity and planet Earth will transcend into service to all there is, which is what is taking place in the ascended master realm and the angelic realm and the inner earth frequencies and the star realms. Take a deep breath and begin to accept the magnificence of being human. And forgive and accept with compassion and creating the forgiveness of how you have simply chosen to learn so that you can create a permanent healing, and we can join hands and hearts for eternity. Take a deep breath and receive this, beloved students. Let us continue.
The fourth affirmation, I intend to know that duality, separation, and confrontation are an illusion and not my ascended state of being.
Go ahead.
I shall wake up and remember there is no two, only one. I choose to release the pain and suffering this illusion has caused and not need to learn through it anymore.
So you're all in the process, as we go through each sentence in a moment, of letting the pain and being human be a wake-up to effect a shift, not necessitating long-term suffering for the pain to go into long-term or repeated life suffering. Sentence number one.
I intend to know that duality, separation, and confrontation are an illusion and not my ascended state of being.
But they are an aspect of the reality that you're choosing to create within the 3D frequency at this particular time, which has accelerated higher than it ever has in most of your lifetimes at present. So as it accelerates and intensifies, to understand this is not your eternal higher state of being, but simply a tool that you have chosen to learn, and you are choosing not to learn through it any further within your ascension process, you will gain another perspective on duality separation, which is leading to confrontation, which is so prevalent in this nation and the world at this time. The next sentence.
I shall wake up and remember there is no two, only one.
You're each other in disguise. You are diversified versions of one another. You are physically male or female, and you are etherically the opposite gender. That's why transsexuality is such a topic within humanity today, because you're beginning to realize it's more fluid, it is a little more complicated than we were taught. In reality, beloved students, there are five genders within the human aspect. But the foundation of these genders is the masculine and feminine energy, the assertive masculine energy, the receptive feminine energy, which are energetic aspects of creation which need to be in balance. Balance is how the creation maintains and sustains itself. The imbalance of the masculine and feminine energies is the cause and effect of your duality and separation and your prejudice and your hatred of one another, which is a reflection of your relationship with yourself, mirroring out and mirroring out. But you're choosing through this ascension process to not have to learn this way any further, beloved students. So that is the good news, the next sentence.
I choose to release the pain and suffering this illusion has caused and not need to learn through it anymore.
And the best way to do that is to feel that pain deeply, to feel the feelings deeply, in order to release them from the DNA and the RNA of your cellular memory, which in some cases has been passed on from lifetime to lifetime. You are not those emotive feelings, but they are pathways to your ascension. Question.
So, in other words, when we see something that pushes our buttons, we should look at it as a mirror of something that we need to address within ourselves.
All of your reality is founded upon your relationship with yourself, beloved students. Self being a reflection of all there is. When you can take responsibility for that, you balance the equation. Responsibility equals consequence. And once you are responsible, you will have consequences to your liking. When you are not being responsible, you will have consequences, often not to your liking.
So would it be astute to say that for people like Trump and Hitler, for instance, we should thank them for helping us to heal within ourselves?
Be aware that each one of these divine souls is experiencing their healing the way they need to experience it. Those who participate with it have agreed to that participation. That's a hard one for most of humanity to accept. These individuals come up within their individuated soul plans, reflecting out into the collective soul plan of a nation or the world or the planet. Serving and moving humanity forward on this spiral. And the spiral is filled with curves that do not necessarily go in a straight line forward, and sometimes they go back. So when there is an intensity of duality and separation, which may create horrific things within the human experience, one can jump to the conclusion there is no God and creation is a horrible thing. But creation is allowing humanity to learn through its freedom of choice and freedom of will the way it needs to learn without interfering with it, accepting the divine aspect of yourself. Otherwise, we would be like your religions of old, controlling you and telling you how to be and do. You will master your being into doingness through the experiences that you are creating. When these individuals appear in humanity, there is always a learning process. And the two divisions of learning process, as many of you are aware in humanity, are to learn through what is or to learn through what is not. Humanity is loving and become addicted to learning what is through what is not. It is a more challenging way to learn, but it is often the way you have chosen to learn. Shall we continue?
Thank you. I just want to note again, if you're online on the phone and you have a question, just press *6. Shall
we? Okay, affirmation number 5, and this is closely allied to what you just said, Saint Germain. I intend to remember and apply the truth that all judgment, shaming, and blaming in my world is simply how I feel about myself reflecting out to others.
This is a tough one, isn't it, beloved?
It is.
Oh, the human ego loves to not accept and take responsibility for this one. But for just one moment, make a deal with yourself. And for just this moment, even if you choose to forget it, when you leave our presence, you will accept this. Read it once more.
I intend to remember and apply the truth that all judgment, shaming, and blaming in my world is simply how I feel about myself reflecting out to others.
Since you are a divine aspect of all that there is, yourself, it cannot be otherwise. It has to begin with you. Can you begin to see that? It could not be otherwise. It has to start with you, your inner divine essence. If you see that other as you in disguise, and however they're behaving is an aspect of something they're mirroring that needs to be healed within you, you begin to set up an entirely different experience and relationship with others. We are not asking that you accept the way they are. you may choose to set a boundary around it. But as far as your own growth and expansion is concerned, to see what you are to learn through that other is the greatest gift you can receive. Any questions? Let us continue.
Well, wait a minute. I just wrote down what you said. What you just said is really wonderfully enlightening. I just heard something on the radio just before I came into this session. This happened. I can't remember where this happened. Some policemen, two police, just shot and killed this young black man who was in the backyard of his grandparents' house. They thought he had a gun. He had a cell phone. And they shot him repeatedly and killed him.
20 times.
Pardon me?
20 times.
20 times.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's horrific. And I'm making a judgment that it's horrific. And I guess there's things to learn there. But
beloved students, you all have the capacity to kill one another. Do you know that? So let's talk about this particular situation for a moment since it's come up. Everything is interconnected. This child who was shot 20 times, these officers who were involved in that, there are no accidents. There are no coincidences. This is another difficult, challenging lesson of reality for the human mind. But your heart knows this. And through these events, where individuals can sacrifice themselves or be involved in a choreographic drama, if you will, what is taking place can affect a change and a shift in unprecedented ways that cannot be seen immediately within the drama or what can be perceived as horrific. This is challenging, but is it the truth of your existence and your reality? If you can begin to understand and accept this, wish this soul who was shot 20 times that freed itself from this physical body to release itself and begin its energetic journey, and how this will affect the officers who were involved in this drama and affect their lives and all the lives around these three individuals that will be affected by this event. You will come to see it's not all negative. You will come to see that there can be great healing and great transformation and growth. Does that help you?
It does, especially if I expand it into other situations. I mean, you've have said many times that what we're experiencing with Donald Trump, who seems to be assaulting our democracy and our whole democratic process and seems to be in contempt of, it's a wake-up call, and it's a learning for all of us. So in a way, he's a teacher.
He's a reflection of humanity's wounds and ego defenses. He is a personification and now a visualization of exactly what needs to be healed in humanity in order to ascend. Can you see him as a Shakespearean character? And one of the plays that I wrote when I was Shakespeare, and see him dancing upon a stage, the folly of humanity being revealed on a very transparent stage. And as a result of the cyberspace that was gifted to you from the archangelic realm of Uriel and the communication and transportation advancements that you are continuing to make, even though there's a great deal of untruth in your world, you're receiving more truth than you ever have before within your recorded history. And beloved students, we will remind you, things have been much worse than they are now. Much worse.
So in a sense, as you said when you were Shakespeare, all the world's a stage, and all the dramas we're seeing on these stages of things that might appear to be horrific are really, in a way, teaching exercises.
It's even more than that. It's the choice that you've made in being human and learning that way. Can you begin to see that?
Mm-hmm.
It's the choices that you've made to affect this permanent healing. Beloved students, you've had temporary healings in advanced civilizations on this planet multiple times before. They didn't last. The disease reappeared later. The choices that are being given to you now through the ascension process of the accelerated ascension process of the planet are formidable. Do you understand?
Yes, I think you do.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
Yes. Shall we continue? Any other questions? What we are going to be doing at a future date, beloved students, and the channel has done this before with the support of the divine souls around him, we will begin to process what's happening in your world in relationship to a 5D perspective. Not to get sucked into the drama of it, but to begin to release you from the drama of it and giving you another perspective, which we just did with this particular shooting. This allows you to free yourself from being, in your vernacular, sucked into it. Let us continue.
Affirmation number 6. I intend to surrender to not knowing, even though my mental body thinks it knows. In the not knowing are all possibilities and probabilities living in the void of creation. My knowing heart contains all I need to know. I am learning how to access this.
Wow. The human mind will tell you time and time again, beloved students, this cannot possibly be the truth. Your human mind, through your altered ego, feels it must know. And in reality, it can never really fully know. And only through surrendering to not knowing can you move into the void of not knowing, no thing, if you will, and allow the possibilities and probabilities of all creation to come forward. You do this when you meditate. You do this when you sleep. You do this when you say, I'll sleep on it, I'll think about it tomorrow. You release the mind. You release the final destination. When you look out into stellar space, the void, the blackness, what do you think it's filled with? You've begun to understand through your quantum and mechanic physics that there's something there. Beloved students, that something is consciousness. That something is consciousness being fed by an energetic force field that you can access through your thinking heart. That's how every progress and growth in the human experience has taken place. Someone you might have called a genius was able to access and to receive, the mind received the wisdom. It did not originate it. It received it. But you have created something called the ego within the mind, and it served you rather well for an extended period of time on this planet. But its day of balancing has come, of moving back into service to the knowing heart, which will be facilitated by the balance of the masculine and feminine energies. Any questions?
Say, Jermaine, over the past more than a year now, you and I have had a lot of conversations, and I transcribe them, and I read them, and I try to remember what you're teaching in them. And as hard as I try to know I don't know. And that really troubles me a lot, and you've just helped me out. You reminded me that I have to surrender to not knowing and stop beating myself up about not remembering everything.
And stop saying, I know I don't know. Through the impeccability of your word, beloved students, you will not know. Through your affirmation being, I know I don't know. Can you see yourselves good enough and worthy enough to know it all? To be a know-it-all? Can you?
Yes.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Shall we continue?
Number 7. I intend to know that my ascension is the marriage / union of my eternal self, my I Am Presence, with creation. I shall achieve this union through the healing of the self-centered me into the healed we.
What is taking place now, we wish you to see it as a wedding ceremony. You are marrying your human self with your higher self. And since it has been explained to you that there is an interactivity between our ascension and yours, this is all interrelated to something called oneness. It is time for that marriage to take place. Read the sentence again.
I intend to know that my ascension is the marriage / union of my eternal self, which is my I Am Presence with creation.
Are we ready to have that marriage ceremony right now, beloved students?
Yeah.
Shall we?
Yes.
So you will, beloved students, facilitate that line. You will all place your hands upon your hearts, beloved students. It is time to get married. It is time to marry your human and eternal self. In your consciousness at this time. For in reality, unknown to many of you, you have always been in union. But now we wish to raise that union, that marriage, if you will, into your consciousness. Read the sentence.
I intend to know that my ascension is the marriage union of my eternal self, my I Am Presence with creation.
Take a deep breath. And know that from this point on, beloved students, you are eternally, consciously connected to your human and your eternal presence. Take a deep breath. As a result of this marriage, your child will be your multidimensionality. Your child will be your divine right, your divine birthright, to interface and connect with the higher realms at will. Take a deep breath.
Affirmation number 8. I intend to remember that I agreed to a human contract on this planet to understand, access, and apply my divinity within every moment of the now. The failure to not remember this is the reason for all the dysfunction in my world now.
So begin to see the contract, the agreement that you made prior to coming to this planet. Perhaps you came from a star realm. Perhaps you came from Venus next door. Perhaps you came from another galaxy. Perhaps you came from a moon, from Jupiter. Perhaps. But you all coalesced into one council as the Earth was being formed to say that you would participate in it. Read the sentence again.
I intend to remember that I agreed to a human contract on this planet to understand, access, and apply my divinity within every moment of the now.
So at this moment, connect with your hearts to remember and know that moment you decided to be human. And why in the world did you make that choice, beloved students? You made that choice because this planet is an amalgamation of 12 extraordinary star systems that will allow you to master yourself. And through the mastery of yourself, to serve this planet and worlds and worlds and worlds beyond. For some are behind the evolutionary process of this planet, and some are far beyond you. That is the service that you agreed upon. And when you agreed to be human, the first thing was to serve and to heal self. Move it into planetary service and beyond. Can you see that? Is this beginning to make sense? Mm-hmm. Are the puzzle pieces coming together? This is the magnificent choice that you made so many eons ago, beloved students. What an extraordinary choice has now become the new normal. Questions? Take a deep breath. This is a magnificent revelation for some of you. Isn't it?
It is.
Shall we continue?
Now, affirmation 9. I intend to acknowledge that every human being, animal, plant, mineral, and unseen being on this planet are conscious beings made of the same cosmic elements and have a divine right to be here. They are not meant to be controlled by me. Trying to control anyone or anything is a reflection of my non-loving relationship with myself.
Beloved students, you cannot control anything you did not create. And you did not create these beings. These minerals, these plants, these animals are conscious beings who chose to be here, as you did, within the contract we just reviewed. If you can begin to see the inner relationship of all of these beings and how them also choosing to come here, to be here, is supporting your process in being human. The animals agreed to have a subjugated life form to support your process in being here, not to be enslaved by you, or to be eaten by you, or to be subjugated into pets, or to be genetically altered into pocket puppies. The plants are here to create the oxygen you need in being human to produce food for you, but they do not have to be destroyed within that process. The minerals are the nervous system of the planet herself. And you're beginning to see the inner relationship of all of these elements as they act as organs for the planet, the air, the water, the minerals, the gases. Each one of these aspects of creation, be it plant, mineral, animal, has a service and a purpose in maintaining and supporting the life of the planet herself. Attempting to harm them or to destroy them is a form of self-sabotage reflecting your relationship with yourself, which we have discussed. If you can begin to see the interconnectivity of it all, the divinity of it all, if you will, you will understand how precious the balance of it is. Read it again.
I intend to acknowledge that every human being, animal, plant, mineral, and unseen being on this planet are conscious beings made of the same cosmic elements and have a divine right to be here. They are not meant to be controlled by me. Trying to control anyone or anything is a reflection of my non-loving relationship with myself.
Are there any questions about this affirmation?
Did you say that we should not be eating the animals?
How do you resonate with that?
I'm willing to accept it. It's a life form.
Based upon what has been shared with you at this time, do you think that these life forms came here to be treated the way they are being treated often, and what you call an inhumane, ironically enough, way to feed humanity? And the irony of all of this is that they're being fed toxic elements to perpetuate them being food, which is destroying you.
They're corporate vehicles to make money.
They're corporate vehicles to destroy you, where profit and greed matter more than survival. In higher realms, in the inner earth civilizations, be they Lemurian or Atlantean, and many others, Hopi, Aztec, Mayan, within the core of your earth, there is a balance of all these life forms, a loving balance, which once existed upon the surface of the planet, actually. And then as duality and separation grew, as a result of your separation from yourself and one another, you separated yourself from these other life forms. And you saw it as them and us. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so that includes fish and sun, because, you know, we read in the Bible about Jesus and the apostles fishing and celebrating in there with the eating the goats and all that. It was the traditions that they grew up in, but since Jesus was of divine origin, why would he participate in that?
Perhaps it naturally didn't take place in the way that you are describing it, or the story has been perpetuated, be be aware that there is some symbolism here. Mm-hmm. There may actually be what took place. The fish represents the sign of Pisces, moving in different directions, coming into balance. And just perhaps the story became literal. Do you understand?
Ah, I see.
Shall we move on, or are there any other questions?
And I would just like to share, there are many of us that as our vibration rate rises, we no longer eat meat or a lot of the animal proteins or even fish. And it's just a matter of raising our vibrational rate. My understanding is that the body became so dense within humanity that we became accustomed to eating these things. And as our body, our denseness lightens and we become lighter, we're not as prone or even wanting these substances as much.
What is actually taking place at this time is that the food, these animals and plants are being fed, are destroying you. They are filled with toxins. They have been often genetically engineered to not have the genetic intention that the fruit of a plant, you can take a portion of a plant, beloved students, its fruit or a portion of it, and not kill the entire plant and allow it to continue to reproduce. But at present, the way agriculture is being set up in many Western civilizations, and what you're called advanced civilizations, you're actually poisoning yourself. Let us continue.
So moving on to affirmation number 10, I intend to realize that my emotions are creating the life I am having. My emotions create thoughts, which create actions. My emotions are stored in the atmosphere, creating weather.
Wow. How's that for a revelation? So the energetic intentions of your emotive feeling, we have discussed, creates a thought, which creates a word, which creates an action, but it doesn't stop there. Since energy and consciousness has knows no boundaries or barriers, it goes up into your atmosphere, and it creates weather, and it moves beyond that and goes out into your solar system and beyond that. But for this particular divine discussion, let us just stay on this planet, shall we? So it goes up into the atmosphere, and it creates weather. Some of the weather is severe. But an exercise that we would ask of you with your hurricanes, your tornadoes, your tsunamis, your earthquakes, begin to look where they emanate, originate, how they travel, and where they land. Begin to evaluate, become aware, conscious, if you will, of the emotions creating thoughts within the timeline of those events. Oddly and strangely enough, called acts of God. They're not acts of God at all, beloved students. They are acts of mankind. And it's time for humanity to take responsibility for that. Within the higher realms, including the inner earth civilizations, the weather is perfect, because of the ability to be conscious of emotions and thoughts and their power and their effect.
Sage May, we've had this discussion before, and as I thought about it, so you're saying, you know, we have a lot of tornadoes in the Midwest, and we thought it had
to do with the warm air going up from the Gulf of
Mexico. Your heartland.
Yeah, in the heartland, right. And so we have a lot of tornadoes there, and Florida and the East Coast is like the target of all these hurricanes coming off of Africa, bombing us year after year. Before the white man came to America, did those tornadoes not happen? And before the abuses of the blacks or whatever's causing the storms in Africa, before that started, were there not these storms forming coming off of Africa hitting North America? Is that what you're saying?
Well, let's be aware of what's not recorded in your history to answer that question, shall we? Before your recorded history, beloved students, there were the islands of Atlantis and the Atlantic,
mm-hmm.
a very advanced civilization that ended up causing quite a bit of havoc on the planet, which was in a nuclear war with Lemuria on the other side of the planet. So for a long time, whether it's in your history or not, there have been displays of duality and confrontation leading to confrontation, which has affected weather. Now those advanced civilizations, particularly the one called Atlantis, were able to control weather systems on the planet through an artificial satellite, a second moon, if you will, within the atmosphere, which had a lot to do with how weather was controlled electronically at that time. So there has always been since your arrival as a species, a display of weather as a result of the activities of humanity. Now, going even further back, as the planet was being prepared for your fulfillment of your contract and being human to come here, beloved students, the minerals were firming up the planet. The plants were proliferating to create oxygen in order for your arrival. At that time, there were not the weather systems of which we speak. Does that help you?
Well, that's fascinating. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I would just like to share, I've had some personal experience with this. When I lived in Tamarack, a tornado just came out of nowhere, and I was sitting in my chair, and I heard this noise, and it was like in March, and it sounded very much like what a hurricane might sound like. And I noticed that the winds had picked up. So I went out into my backyard, and I saw this funnel that had come between the two houses, and I was looking directly into it. It was about maybe 15 feet away from me, and I was just awestruck. I thought that it was absolutely beautiful. I didn't have any fear in me. I asked it to please stay there while I ran in my house and got my video camera. And by the time I came outside with my video camera, it had skirted across the canal and was ripping up the roofs of all the houses on the other side of the canal. And so my neighborhood, there were many houses that were destroyed, some totally, and my house remained untouched.
Beloved students, do not underestimate the self-empowerment within you. Any other questions, or shall we continue?
Yes, we have one. Come to follow the speaker in. It's being recorded.
So it says here, I intend to realize that my emotions are creating the life I am having. And my emotions create thoughts which create actions. Are my emotions, and I realize as a human, my emotions are creating the life I am having. And
are you aware, beloved student, of the thoughts your emotions are creating? Because often within even your new thought movement at present, the focus is on the mind.
Mm-hmm.
The focus is on the thought. And actually, what's missing is the interrelationship of the emotive feeling creating the thought. Do you understand? Mm. So the exercise we would give you is to discover the thought the emotion is creating and how that thought may create a word or even a silent word, an unspoken word, that creates an action that creates your reality. And through taking responsibility for that process, you create consequences to your liking. Do you understand? When you do not, and that equation is not balanced, you create, through a lack of taking responsibility, consequences not to your life. That's how powerful you are. Do you understand?
Yes, and you're also creating chaos sometimes for other beings around you and other, like you said, the weather,
or the, yeah, I do. All right. Very good. Shall we continue?
Number 11. I intend to experience joy, knowing it is one of the highest frequencies within the universe. Joy is an empowering aspect of love, the building block of the universe. The feeling of joy allows manifestation with grace and ease. I intend to pay attention to how much joy is presently in my life.
So, what we would ask of you on a daily basis, perhaps at the end of your day, if this resonates, beloved students, is to make a list of the components of that day that brought you joy, and to begin to understand why that is essential, why that is important. Because that emotive feeling of joy, which is an aspect of love, creates a frequency and a vibration to create the constructive, positive life you say you want. It is often achieved by the following. It being joy. Having gratitude for what is. Balance the equation, gratitude equals abundance. Focusing on what is rather than allowing the mental body to consume the day, focusing on what has not taken place. Eliminating and subjugating the joy. Does that make sense?
You know, it's interesting we're talking about joy. I did a class today where the issue of joy came up. And one of the observations we made is that joy is so fleeting that we often miss it. It's a good feeling that comes and goes so fast. Suffering and pain and all that will drag on sometimes forever, and we don't even notice joy. And as you pointed out, it's a higher vibration, how important it is to do what you just said, have the exercise of paying attention and remembering what it was that happened today, that I did today, that was joyful, the experience.
So what is it, beloved students? Let's bounce this around. What is it within the relationship with self that causes pain and suffering to be a longer experience than the fleeting experience of joy? Why is joy so often within the relationship with self and being human fleeting as opposed to pain and suffering being long-term? How would you answer that?
It's the focus of our attention. We love the drama. Mm-hmm.
What else?
The sense of separation.
And what is causing the separation, beloved students? Let's get to the core of it.
Duality.
Now what causes the duality?
Beliefs instead of knowing.
And what causes beliefs instead of knowing? What in the world is Saint Germain trying to get me to? And what causes the fear? They love his students.
Is letting our mind go crazy and it's not directing.
Is a lack of love of self?
Mm-hmm.
That's very close, beloved students. Seeing yourself worthy and good enough to have the joy. seeing yourselves worthy and good enough to have the joy. What causes it to be fleeting is, oh, I'll let myself for just a moment, just a second, and but then I must return to being miserable. Oh, I'm just going to take this pain and move it into suffering, and I will tell everyone around me and get as many people as I possibly can to support me and how miserable and unworthy I truly am.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Okay. Beloved students, see yourself. It is your divine right to be happy. It is your divine right to love yourself and allow that love to reflect out to others. It is your divine right to be joyful. And when you are feeling that, you are in touch with your divine essence. Let us continue.
Amen. Affirmation number 12. I intend to be conscious of my ascension process, moving from density to light. This process is achieved by two factors. First, I know I came from love. I am love, and I am lovable, and I intend to mirror this out into the world. Second, I intend to have gratitude for what is in my life, rather than focus on what is not. I am mastering the cosmic equation, gratitude equals abundance.
Beloved students, and I will speak of the singular, because I am your DNA. In order for me to ascend, it had to be the priority and the most essential and important thing in my life. In order to achieve that, I had to be conscious of it. I had to be aware of it. So here's the deal. Forgive yourself and accept with compassion all the times you haven't. And if you so choose, through your free choice and will, to make another choice now of saying, I'm going to become conscious. I'm going to become aware of my ascension process. And to the best of my ability, every day, in being my message, I will make it a priority. Read each sentence and let me respond, please.
I intend to be conscious of my ascension process, moving from density to light.
I would like for everyone to read this out loud together.
I intend to be conscious of my ascension process, moving from density to light.
Take a deep breath. Place your hands upon your heart, beloved students. Can you feel this transformation that's taking place? Your density is moving day by day, month by month, year by year. Or you wouldn't even be here listening to this. You are here by divine appointment to feel this transition, this acceleration of your energy, moment by moment, breaking down the density, the carbon-based density, and returning to that light body before you came here and signed that human contract. Even though you may not be able to remember it, I want you to begin to feel it. And know it is your divine right to return to that state. And the higher realms will say at that point, beloved student, beloved daughter and son, job well done. The next sentence.
This process is achieved by two factors. First, I know I came from love, I am love, and I am lovable, and I intend to mirror this out into the world.
Let us read that together, everyone.
This process is achieved by two factors.
First, I know I came from love. I am love, and I am lovable.
And I intend to mirror this out into the world.
You came from love. Thus, you are lovable. Thus, you are loved. How many times, beloved students, have you felt alone and unloved? You can't be anything else but love, even when you are expressing the opposite of it, hate. For hate is an aspect of love, beloved students. You can't be anything else but love, even when you are expressing the opposite of love. Know this. Read the second one together.
Second, I intend to have gratitude for what is in my life.
Begin, and everyone read, please.
Second, I intend to have gratitude for what is in my life, rather than focus on what is not.
How much of your day, beloved students, is consumed and digested in what didn't happen? If you lost your vision and you lost your ability to walk, can you have gratitude for what you still can be and do? Those who inspire you are the ones who can make that happen. If you have all of your senses and your ability to see and your ability to walk and your ability to breathe, can you begin each and every day with gratitude for just those things? And if you should lose some of those things, which you may within your chronology, can you then not focus on the things you've lost, but the things you still can do? Knowing one day you will transition out of a physical body back into your energetic formatting. Remember, you have had the 12 before the 13. They each represented, without getting into the details of what those star systems are, and we can go there through this at another time if you so choose. But the 13th one is the star your planet will be. Continue.
I intend to commit to be willing to do the work to release myself from myself. All the tools I need have been given to me from higher realms many times. I am ready to commit to my ascension and see it as the most important aspect of my life.
Can you see, beloved students, why this is 13 and who you will become?
Mm-hmm.
The first sentence, please.
I intend to commit to be willing to do the work to release myself from myself.
Can you all read that together, please?
I intend to commit to be willing to do the work to release myself from myself.
No one can be and do this for you, beloved students. No religion, no guru. You're not to be at the foot of any guru, any teacher. It is a process of inside out, not outside in. If anyone tells you otherwise, set a boundary. Read the next sentence together, please.
All the tools I need have been given to me from higher realms many times.
All you have to do is ask. If you're not familiar with them, endeavors which we are coming through at this time will be happy to share. Continue reading aloud.
I am ready to commit to my ascension and see it as the most important aspect of my life.
Beloved students, your readiness is your preamble to your commitment. Even if you're not ready to totally commit, affirm your readiness to prepare to preamble to commit. Are we complete?
Yes.
We are.
Thank you, Saint Germain. That was wonderful.
Thank you, Saint Germain.
Are there any other questions that anyone needs answered at this time? Be with these. Stay with these. Study these. And we shall see you in the higher realm.
Thank you, Saint Germain. I just want to remind everyone tonight is on a love offering basis, and if you're online, you can donate at theangelnewsnetwork.com. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you again in 2 weeks for another discussion with perhaps Saint Germain.
Good night, everyone. Thank you for coming.
Good night.